Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So no more calls, folks. We have a winner. Frank Phillips joins us, State House Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. Who's going to replace the seat left vacated by the death of Ted Kennedy? There's been speculation all morning. Frank Phillips, you've managed to confirm who it is that at 11 o'clock, Deval Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts, is expected to name to that vacant Senate seat. Frank?
We have confirmed that it is Paul Kirk, as everybody has been thinking about for the last 24 hours, but that decision really wasn't made until last night, so we held off, and we're satisfied that that's the correct report at this point. Paul Kirk, the former National Committee Democratic chairman for the party, and also chief of staff for Ted Kennedy and confidant of Ted Kennedy for many years.
Now, there are two issues here. The Kennedy family apparently had been lobbying for Paul Kirk, and they'll be at the governor's press conference, which, again, takes place at 11 o'clock Eastern time. But is this a senator who basically has one job to do, vote with the Democrats on health care reform, or does he have a chance maybe to run in the special election next January?
No, there's been a resolution, and the whole purpose of choosing Kirk has been that he will not run for the seat. All the candidates that the governor considered, Governor Patrick considered, were bound and pledged not to seek the seat, and in the special election, which takes place in January.
So this is sort of unprecedented. It's really about someone basically hired to do essentially one vote.
It's one vote. There'll be climate change. Just to represent Massachusetts for that 5 month, or now it's a 4 month period, really. Until January 19th, that we will have two senators down there on a lot of the, some of the controversial issues, and also to help keep Kennedy's staff together and work on constituent issues that are important to Massachusetts.
So it's part of really the transition away from the Kennedy era, which really goes back to the 1960s in that Senate seat. And Paul Kirk will be there to, in a certain sense, finish out the Kennedy agenda on all those issues, health care simply being one of them.
Absolutely. And the Kennedy era goes back to 1952 when Jack Kennedy.
Right.
So it's a traditional. This is the end of a big era in Massachusetts and nationally.
And Paul Kirk, former Democratic chair, will take us there. He will be appointed apparently at 11 o'clock by Deval Patrick, the Massachusetts governor, to replace Ted Kennedy. Thank you so much, Frank Phillips, State House Bureau for the Boston Globe.
You're very welcome.